Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole-body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at prenuvo.com. That's prenuvo.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, a reminder, this Sunday, a champion is crowned in the world's biggest sporting event, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game wants you to be a part of the last match day party of the summer at Founders Grand in South Downtown. Join Abe Gordon for a special broadcast, 2 to 6 guys, and watch the ultimate match along with him. It's all brought to you by Michelob Ultra, official beer sponsor of FIFA World Cup 26. And that's the last match day party of the summer, Sunday from 2 to 6 at Founders Grand in South Downtown with Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. What if they don't do what you expect them to do? I'm talking about the Braves. Everyone kind of expects them to make multiple moves and Alex to be very active at the trade deadline, and I'm not telling you he won't be. But I laid this out to Mike, and if you're just tuning in, I said, look, the start of the season was about what they had internally, which is why they didn't go sign anybody before the season started. It was all about, well, we got all these arms. And look, the problem was we had like 5 guys who started the season on the IL, right? Including Schwellenbach and Waldrip and Smith Sharver and Joey Wentz. So we were like, okay, what's this going to look like? And I said to Mike, Chris Sale, Ronaldo Lopez, this is how we started the season, guys. Grant Holmes, Bryce Elder, and Jose Suarez. And they were pretty good. And the ERA for the starters and the starting pitching was pretty good. And then things started to fall apart. Elder had issues. He had a great ERA, and we saw Holmes wobble. The bottom line is, guys, there are reinforcements coming with the pitching, too. Forget about Acuna and Kim and all this other stuff right now. We, as a show, and I know Mike's been much more adamant about it, let's go get a starting pitcher or two. What if they don't see it that way?
Well, that's just it. I mean, you're gonna have a small sample size. When Schwellenbach, you know, can go, or A.J. Smith-Shawver, you're going to have 3 starts? 2? And then you're going to pronounce them good to go for the stretch run? That's what I'm saying. I just think you've got to go get somebody like a Kevin Gausman to help eat some innings. Again, provided the Blue Jays are ready to do a fire sale. Because right now, legitimately, there's 10 or 11 teams you could say to have a real shot of the 30 in baseball. You know, the Red Sox, I think Red Sox fans expect them to be buyers, not sellers. So that takes Sonny Gray out of the mix. Yeah, and you also, guys, you have to remember, and some Braves fans get it, some don't, you're not going to take on anybody with a big salary. That's a non-starter. Because Carl pointed out earlier in the show, there's that luxury tax, and they're not, what, you said they're $500,000 into it right now?
Yeah, the tax payment, yes.
Right. So, and that's they're not going to go much deeper than that. Now, as I said to Carl, why not? It's not my money. Oh, yes, it is, technically, because we all do our part as fans, whether you're a season ticket holder or somebody who goes to 5 or 6 or 10 games like I do. You know, so you'd love to see them say, you're good enough, despite all the things that went wrong in the last month of the season, to still be in first place. So do you double down on that, or do you say, as some of our listeners say, you guys are crazy. This team is too fundamentally flawed. You're getting no production from the left side of the infield, you know? Because the shortstop position with Kim is a bust. He's down to the minors. Austin Riley's in this swoon, which is no sign of coming out of. You know, the good news is Ozzie's been great. Olsen's been great. Drake has got to get back on track. You know, you hope that Ronald hits the ground running. So is that just, do you say, you know what, I'll throw some up on the wall and see what sticks. I'll go get somebody on expiring contract. One pitcher, and that's all we'll do. And then and you hope that everything else you talked about comes to fruition and guys who haven't pitched all season start pitching.
It's very possible that they could view it that way because, again, nobody started better than we did. The best way to get your pitching back on track and not have to worry about us giving up all these damn runs and whether somebody's going to carry us on the mound is hitting. And if you get all of that back that Mike just laid out, how many RBIs are we talking about? Guys, we're scoring like 6 runs a game in July. All of a sudden, right, we went from June not scoring anything to like 6.2 in July. My point is, the easiest way to fix this is to get the lineup back to where it needs to be, and you get that production. And guess what? Elder doesn't have to go out and be perfect. Grant Holmes doesn't have to go out and be perfect. So maybe the analytics, and I'm not telling you this is it, but maybe that's the answer here, and they go, we've already paid all these guys. I need Riley to be Riley, and Acuña's going to come back and lead off at the top of this lineup. He's going to be a beast. He'll give us 50-plus RBI the second half of the season. We'll be fine. Kim's going to hit. I'm not saying it will, but what if? And that's the question that they have to weigh versus we're going to go spend $30 million on a pitcher or $25 million more on another pitcher.
Right.
And by the way, it's half the season, so it's prorated. No, they're not getting anybody for that amount of money.
Right, and guys keep asking us, you know, what about the Profar thing? You talked about the Profar dividend. Well, that kind of gets canceled by Kim being worthless. You know, sorry, there's no other way to put it. Hassan Kim has had some of these, you know, he finally agreed to go down to the minors and figure it out. Ronald Acuña today with two walks and a grand slam, but Mark Bowman reports the Braves are slow rolling his return.
Yeah, they are. They are. And the Sonny Gray thing, Mike, you're probably right, man. I mean, I have
unless
to mention,
somebody dazzles you, those Red Sox with prospects.
Oh, yeah, but I'm not willing to give up any of our young prospects right now. I mean, we're about to see. Was it Owen Murphy's going to pitch? Right?
Right. Him and Grant Holmes after Chris Sale.
Okay. Murphy.
Against Texas.
Guys, Murphy is a top five prospect in this organization. You've already seen J.R. Richey. He's a top prospect in this organization. I'm not willing to do that. The kid we haven't seen is the Caminiti kid.
Right.
And we might. There is a chance we might.
Well, guys were asking me yesterday about Soroka. Soroka's right now rehabbing, but the Diamondbacks are just 2.5 out of the wild card. That I mean, you got almost 12 teams, if you really want to stretch it, that are still really in the mix for the wild card, if not the division.
So, look, these decisions above my pay grade. But for Alex Anthopoulos and the front office, who's really done a great job, that's what you're weighing. And it's a risk, because once we get past the deadline, guys, there is no more making moves anymore in baseball. This is it. That's it. So once you make that decision and you go, this is what we're going to roll with, we get into September and God, you know, hope October, Mike, and you're going, okay, this can we win with this? And I think part of the thing it is, well, we were winning with this earlier. We got to get back to it. And the way you get back to that is get this lineup back intact. And all of a sudden, it takes a lot of pressure off this pitching staff. But you brought up something very interesting as we talk about the Braves. It's Dukes and Bell. And you went back to the World Series year. And literally, we had two guys that you could count on, and a bunch of guys that were average.
Well, you had Max Fried, Charlie Morton, but Drew Smyly ate a lot of innings for you.
Yes, he did.
These guys had double-digit wins. I mean, Will Smith was your but you had a great closer, and you had the night shift.
But is anybody talking about Smyly? People don't even remember
But that's like the Kevin Gausman. Think of, look, guys, this is nothing new with the Braves pitching. 21 was better than most years, but even like the year with 23, all that amazing offense. What did you have for the Philly series? 2.5 starting pitchers.
Yep.
Because of the, you know, the issues that Fried was dealing with and Strider. So you've never had enough pitchers. Snicker should be, I mean, they should have a statue of Snicker for the kind of making, seriously, if you're making lemonade out of some of the lemons that he was served up. And look, Alex, I'll always give him credit for moneyballing the replacements for Ronald Acuña. We've talked about that every day this week.
Yep.
But are there too many holes to fix? I mean, you and I every day, I'm sorry, Braves fans get it. There's a guy who can come to the rescue. His name is Austin Riley. You know, you've got, if you take the last 2 years, it adds up to what he got the previous three years ago in total for RBIs, home run production. You know, he was great in 21, batted 300, 23, he was a monster. And it's fallen off the table.
Yeah. If we could get that, this looks completely different. And I'll say this, if we get off to a good start here over the next 2 weeks, it might change some minds. And look, I'm not saying it sways them one way or the other. I think, Mike, they already know right now what they hope to get done at the trade deadline. But I don't know.
And the other thing with this, I come get some guys, some fans, not all, some fans get hung up on the division. So what? You know, 23, we blew doors, a monumental season. Nothing.
Just get in.
You know, I mean, that was Arcia and Bryce Harper. How'd that work out? I mean, it's just get in and get hot at the right time. You've already gone through your swoon. I can't imagine a team going through a swoon like we just had, Carl, through the month of June.
No.
Here's something you may not know. Only 14% of cancers in the U.S. are caught through routine screenings. Prenuvo's whole body MRI may help close that gap. Screening for over 500 conditions, including most solid tumors, all in under an hour. Prenuvo's body panels also test over 80 biomarkers for a deeper understanding of your health. No radiation, no contrast. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.
That's a good point. All right, we'll give you a open leaderboard, guys. The first day of the Open Championship, that's the British Open, is complete. We'll tell you who's got legitimate shots heading into day two. And also, we will talk about an experience I don't think most of you thought it would be. Next.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.